Welcome back to the Verizon Mets post-game show. It's time for the Highlight Show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. Game one of a 10-game West Coast swing for the Mets that began tonight in Anaheim with the all-star left-hander Tyler Anderson on the mound for the Angels against Paul Blackburn, making his Mets debut. Some traffic for the Mets in the top of the first against Anderson, a one-out single by Brandon Nimmo, and a walk to J.D. Martinez put a pair on. But Anderson came back with back-to-back strikeouts of Pete Alonso and Mark Vientos for a scoreless top of the first. Now, the same could be said for Paul Blackburn in the bottom of the first inning. Nolan Shanuel singled on the very first pitch of the inning. Two batters later, a one-out walk to Logan Ohapi put a pair on. Blackburn responded, though, a 6-4-3 double play with Willie Calhoun up ended the first inning. We were scoreless after one. In the top of the second, Jose Iglesias led off the inning with a double to right center after Tyrone Taylor flied out. The Mets had a runner at second base with one away for Francisco Alvarez.
Payoff pitch is ripped over short. That's a base hit going into left field. Iglesias hits third. He's coming home. Ward's throw goes to second. Alvarez gets the Mets on the board to start the West Coast trip. A ribby single to left. And in the top of the second, it is 1-0 Mets.
RBI number 27 for Francisco Alvarez, and the Mets ahead 1-0 with just one away. Mets had to settle for one, though. Harrison Bader grounded into a fielder's choice, and after he stole second base, Francisco Lindor popped up to end the top of the second inning. In the bottom half, a one-out single by Mickey Moniak got the Angels started against Blackburn. Zach Neto was then hit by a pitch to put a pair on. First and second with one away for Joe Adell.
Blackburn ready with a 1-1. Runners lead first and second. Next pitch is ripped toward third. Vientos hits it off his glove, rolling into left field. Moniak getting sent from third. He comes home to score. Neto goes first to third. Adell hits it hard off Vientos' glove. He's at first, and the Angels have tied it 1-1 in the bottom of the second.
RBI single for Joe Adell and a 1-1 ballgame. First and third with one away, and Luis Guillorme up, but only for a moment because Francisco Alvarez cut down Adell trying to take second base. Blackburn then froze Guillorme for the final out, 1-1 after two. In the bottom of the third, Brandon Nimmo led off the inning with the base hit, his second of the night. Two batters later with Nimmo at second after a stolen base, Pete Alonso came to the plate.
First pitch.
Swung on, crushed down the left field line. Ward's just going to give this one a look. It is long gone. A two-run home run for Pete Alonso, number 23, and the Mets are back ahead. It's 3-1 New York in the third. A two-run missile for Pete. Our smash of the game presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. 3-1, Mets ahead. Anderson able to limit from there. He worked around a two-out error by Luis Guillorme with a pop out of Tyrone Taylor to end the top of the third. Shut down 1-2-3 inning in the bottom half for Paul Blackburn. After a scoreless fourth inning, we were on to the fifth with the score still 3-1 in the top of the fifth. Pete Alonso worked a walk and Mark Vientos singled to put a pair on with nobody out. After Jose Iglesias grounded into a fielder's choice at second, the Mets had first and third with one away. Tyrone Taylor got the first crack at the insurance run, but he popped out. And with two outs and two on, next for the Mets was Francisco Alvarez.
The 0-1. Popped in the sky, shallow right. Moniak sprinting in. This one falling fast. Guillorme goes out. Guillorme dives and makes an unbelievable catch to save a run and end the inning. Luis Guillorme, the old Met, puts on his cape, comes sprinting out of nowhere from second, extends the glove, falls into a dive, and makes an amazing catch. People have their hands on their heads with what they just saw.
Yeah, it was 1-1. That was just pure disbelief as Luis Guillorme went into a full Superman dive to take away a base hit and a run-scoring opportunity for Francisco Alvarez. And for old time safe, that's our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. 3-1 Mets at the halfway mark because in the bottom half of the inning, Paul Blackburn posted a zero with the help of a 6-4-3 double play started by Francisco Lindor.
to end the inning after a one-out single onto the sixth inning with the Mets ahead 3-1. Tyler Anderson done after five. Mike Bauman was on for the Angels. Harrison Bader led off the inning with a hit, his second of the night. Francisco Lindor then placed down a perfect bunt to put a pair on. Two batters later with one away, J.D. Martinez at the plate.
2-2 to Martinez is bounced down the right field line past the diving Schanuel going into right field. Bader rounds third. He scores standing up. Lindor goes first to third, and Martinez with an inside-out swing bounds one down the first base line. RBI single to make it 4-1 Mets in the top of the sixth.
RBI for J.D. Martinez and some insurance for the Mets on the single, a 4-1 lead. That was the insurance run of the game presented by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. First and third with one out. Pete Alonso next. He went down on strikes for out number two. Two outs and runners at the corners. And the last chance for the Mets in the sixth was Mark Vientos.
The 1-0 to Vientos. Tapped on the ground is short. Neto has it. And then bobbles it. And everybody is safe and a run scores. Lindor scores from third. Martinez to second and Vientos on at first. The Mets get a gift by probably one of the better shortstops in baseball, Zach Neto, who could have gone to second, could have gone to first. He couldn't get it, though, in his glove, and the Mets make it 5-1 on the E6.
Yeah, well, that would have been an inning-ending ground out, but instead it's an E6, and the Mets tacked on another one to make it 5-1. They couldn't add on from there as Jose Iglesias went down on strikes to end the top of the sixth inning. In the bottom half, Paul Blackburn capped off his night with a scoreless inning. His final line, 6 innings, 6 hits, 1 run allowed, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Rowanzi Contreras on for the Angels in the seventh inning. He worked around a leadoff single and a stolen base by Tyrone Taylor with 3 strikeouts. Jose Buto was first out of the pen for the Mets in the bottom of the seventh inning, and he set down the Angels in order with a pair of Ks. In the eighth, Contreras and Buto back to work. They both traded 1-2-3 innings for a scoreless eighth. That meant we were on to the ninth with the Mets ahead by 4 in the top of the inning. The Mets were held off the board, and we were on to the bottom of the ninth inning with the Mets ahead 5-1. Phil Maton, next out of the pen for New York, looking to cap off this first game of this 10-game road trip. Willie Calhoun led off. He grounded out for out number one. Taylor Ward then hit a screamer to second base that was caught by Jeff McNeil for the second out of the inning. 2 outs and nobody on. Last chance for the Angels was Mickey Moniak.
Maton's 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a cutter. And the ball game is over. The Mets open up the West Coast trip off to a good start. They beat the Angels 5-1 in Game 1 at Angel Stadium.